Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying the podcast and finding valuable information from it. Now, I do have a quick ask of you, and that would be to make sure to follow me on all social media platforms like Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, which is at Kyle C. Wilson Official, and on Twitter, which is The Kyle C. Wilson. And if you could help me do that, that would continue to help reinforce the ideas that I want to continue producing content specifically made for you guys to help educate you. And as always, you know I'm there to help, as I have $23,195 worth of content available for free through my YouTube channel that will answer and help a lot of the problems that you're going through, or at least your child's going through. So if you haven't found that yet, go to the YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode. All right, so I want to, like I said, I want to pick your guys' brain before we start. All right, so we got 8 people here. Okay, and the question I want to ask you is, why does it sometimes take you guys, like either myself or Coach Peloto, or maybe you need your mom or your dad to actually give you that push to be like, you know what, I'm actually going to ball today. Why is it that you need that external motivation versus that internal motivation? And by internal, I mean within yourself to say, you know what, I'm at practice today, or I'm at a game today, or I'm at a scrimmage, or I'm at whatever. It's my job to go out and ball out. That's what I want to try and understand and break down today, real quick before we go play for real. And we're going to take a shot before I ask you the second part of that. And there'll be a reason to that in a second. Okay, so let's think about the warm-up we just played, right? How many of you gave 100% the whole time? 1.5, 2 maybe. Okay, out of 8 people, 2 people told me they gave their entire effort the entire time. But you see where this becomes like a fundamental problem, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Why are you here then? So let's go down the line. We'll go this way. Why are you here?
To train.
Okay, and what are you trying to do?
Get better at the game.
Okay, so get better at the game. Fine, we'll leave it at that. Go ahead, Abby, your turn.
To improve.
Sorry?
To improve.
To improve, got it.
To progress.
To progress, okay?
To be a better winger.
Sorry?
To be a better winger.
Better winger, okay?
To practice and skills.
Practice skills, okay?
To like...
And it's your reason, not my reason, not mom and dad's reason. It's your reason.
To get better and also learn new stuff that I've never learned before.
Okay, why?
To improve.
To improve, okay?
To get better skills.
Okay, so basically I heard from half of you, or you've all said it a slightly different way, but it was... I'm here to either get better, I'm here to improve, I'm here to progress, I'm here to do one of those 3 things in some sort of way. So let me ask you that question again. Or let me ask you this question. Wouldn't it be fair to say that if you're going to actually improve, you need to give at least 100%?
Yes.
Every time?
Yes.
All right, and I'll flip it to you a different way. All right, so I want to be a coach. Example. If I come out and I, you know, half-ass what I do, so let's say I give 50% out of the 100% I know that I can give. Am I really going to improve a lot? No. Right? So, like, I'm watching you guys play right now, and I'm going, right? I told him, Coach Peloto, I said, hey, I feel like they need us to tell them to go. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. So, like, go ahead. You were going to say something?
I just want to add to what he said. Not putting you out there, Gabe. Like you said, you gave your 100%, right? Me, if I'm in a game, I lose a ball, I'm going to fucking do everything I can to run back and help my team, whether I'm in 11 or 2, or I'm in a one-on-one. I've seen you in one-on-one. You're fucking pulling, you're holding, you're doing everything. You know what I mean? Do the same for your partner when you're playing 2-on-2. That's not directly towards you. I'm just... using you as an example in one simple play there. That's it.
Because here's the thing, guys. I'm going to
giving it your freaking all. Not just like, you know?
Okay.
Not to say that, you know.
Let's think of it this way. Let's go. We'll start this way and go this way. Why do you play, Isaac? What is your goal? Like, you have an end goal? You want to be a pro player one day as an example?
To be in FIFA.
Be in FIFA. So you're going to be a pro to be in FIFA. Why?
To be a pro.
Okay, be a pro. Gabe?
Be a very good goalie.
Wow, playing the Premier League. He made it specific, too. He said Premier League. Go ahead.
To be pro.
Pro, got it.
Pro.
Sorry?
To be pro.
Okay, pro.
Win a Champions League.
Win a Champions League. Wow.
College.
College. Nice.
Win
a World Cup.
Win a World Cup. Holy shit, we're going with some
I
big
love
one.
It, bro.
Okay, that's awesome. So I love this. I got some specific answers and I got some generic ones. Cool. So let me ask you guys the follow-up question. Would it be reasonable to expect, or I should say, would it be fair to say that if you don't give 100% effort, you'll make your dream happen? Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, okay, I didn't think so. Okay, so if you want to make your dream happen, so you said win a World Cup, you said go to college and play college, you said win the Champions League, you said be a pro, you said be a pro, you said play the Premier League, you said be a pro, and you said be a pro, or you said be in FIFA, right? So if you want to make your dream actually happen, right, this is going to be probably the last time I ever say this because it's just kind of getting repetitive. You have to be like, you know what, dude, I'm coming to training today. Whether it's training, I'm coming to a game today, I'm coming to a scrimmage today, I'm coming to X, I'm coming to Y. And you don't have to be the best player. You should want to be the best player, but you got to be the guy that is the hungriest person out here. Like, it's not even a question. And this is a problem that I'm seeing amongst most kids in this country is because they don't have to have motivation. So, like, Issa, you know Christian on the older boys team, right?
Yeah.
So I saw his dad at the gym the other day, and we were talking about him and stuff, and I was like, hey, you know, I'm really trying to get Christian to push. And he's like, bro. He's like, nope. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, bro, he's got a house. He's got a car. He's got food. He's got boom. He's like, you don't need nothing. He's good. And I'm like, yeah, it's hard. He doesn't have to do anything. He's got everything he needs at home. Right? But then think about a kid from Brazil or from Africa.
I was
going to
say that. Yeah.
Even in Europe, right?
And one guy came to mind, but go ahead.
They don't, like, there's kids that don't have what you guys have. And the only way that they're ever going to get out is by making it. So you guys have the advantage of having the luxuries of life and whatnot. They have the luxury of, I have to either make this shit happen for myself or I'm going to live on concrete for the rest of my life. Like, you guys know who Gabriel Jesus is, right? The striker from Arsenal that played for Man City before.
Yep.
You know, like, right before the World Cup, I think it was 2014 World Cup, he was painting freaking, he was painting walls. That's his job. And then 2 years later, somehow, I don't know the entire story, but he got out and became a professional soccer player, football player.
He was doing it part-time, that's why.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine that?
Playing part-time.
He was a part-time player,
yeah,
painting walls. Boom, somebody says, hey, we're going to take you. His life changed, I think you guys can agree, forever.
Yeah.
Right? So where I'm going with this is I don't want to have to tell you guys anymore, hey, you need to come here and you need to work hard. Hey, you should be here and be like, hey, I came here this morning. I don't care if I'm tired. Dude, you bust your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hung out with Wyatt's family yesterday until whatever time watching the Super Bowl.
Really?
But it's like, bro, you guys, you came. You didn't have to come this morning. You could have told mom, dad, hey, I don't want to come. I'd rather go to school. I'd rather do X. I'd rather do Y. I want to sleep in my bed. Right? But, like, this is where it kind of gets frustrating to me is, like, me and Coach Peloto come here. And I feel like you guys expect me and him to be like, hey, guys, go. Please go. Please go. Please try hard. Please try. Please push yourself. Please run. Please X, whatever it is. And it's like, dude, I'm not going to do that anymore. And if you guys don't want to push hard, I'm going to go talk to your mom and your dad and just say, listen, they don't want to push hard. You might need to find a different place to put them because this is just like, I don't have to be here, guys. I come here because I made a decision to try and help you guys. I don't have to be here. You guys don't have to be here. You could go to a different program or you could go to school again because most of you are homeschooled. And that's your choice. We came here and I had a conversation with your parents because my job is to help you level up. But I can't help you level up and he can't help you level up if you don't have that desire to want to do it yourself. Otherwise, what's the point? Then I'm forcing you to do it and this is because you want us to help you versus you wanting to do it for yourself. Does that make sense? Anybody have any questions with what I just said? Right, so the choice again is ultimately yours, but I'm sitting here watching this going, dude, you guys really need me to tell you to run hard? Like, I'll give you positive feedback or negative feedback, that's fine, but don't sit here and expect me to be like, please, Gabriel, run back on defense. Please, Raul, stop being afraid to tackle the ball. Please, Wyatt, give more, or whatever the circumstances. You guys see what I'm saying? Is that fair to say? Right, so we're going to play for real now. I want to see you guys do something and give, just even if you lose, okay. 100% effort the entire time without asking for you to do it. Okay? Is that fair, Isaac? Yes? Wyatt? Gabe? Raul? Issa? Yes? Abby?
Let's go.
That's it. I'm not asking for a lot. You guys can make plenty of mistakes. As you guys know, I want you to dribble and I want you to make mistakes. And whatever, lose the game, fine. But just give the effort, man. Anything else you want to add?
You no, good? You did well. That's, okay. You said exactly.
Let's go. Let's play. Come
needs
on.
To be done. Huh?
Gabe, there's four people on.
Yeah.
Those four people are going to play first.
Coach.
Hey guys, I absolutely love that you're checking out and listening to the podcast. And I only have one ask quickly, and that would be if you could please share this podcast with somebody else that you maybe know that is going through the system or struggling to navigate it from the youth soccer perspective. And that would mean the absolute world to me because, as you know, I don't sell anything through the podcast and I don't have any sponsorships. And the more people that I can help, that is my overall objective. So I would absolutely love if you could share this with somebody. Take the 5 seconds to do so by sending it through social media or WhatsApp or whatever way that you like to share content. And I will make sure that I continue to deliver valuable and insightful content for you.